Amazon has everything for every kind of Mother's Day. Whether that's a massage gun for an at-home spa day, or new shoes for her favorite salsa class, or gifts like a biker helmet to unleash her inner daredevil. From hot stones to helmets, shop everything for Mother's Day on Amazon.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
We need to change how we deal with divorce in Ireland. That's the view of divorce consultant and mediator Michelle Brown. Michelle, what do we need to do in your view?
Good morning, Shane. Yes, divorce isn't going anywhere, Shane, and we need to look at how we're dealing with it. For me, the Mediation Act has changed the landscape of how we can deal with divorce, but we need to be more informed. I suppose what's really important is when we make that tough decision to separate as to what our next step is, and understanding that that's really, really important and it's going to affect our children. We know there's reports there, Shane, about the effects of high conflict divorces or even conflict in general with children, that it's the reports out there, it's causing anxiety, it's causing depression to our children and our teenagers. So we need to be informed and deal with divorce as best we can for the best.
So what does that look like? What does that amount to? I mean, are we talking prenups or what are we talking about here?
Yeah, okay, so prenups is one thing. There's an awful lot the government do already to support mediation. Mediation is there, it's legislated for, and we can deal with divorce outside of court. However, there is a vested interest in many, in the legal profession, to get people inside in courtrooms. That's where the business is. However, there is an alternative. So what we need is more support from the government. Prenups is one. Prenups is a no-brainer. They are not recognised in Irish law. And if we had prenups, it would be a game changer. There would be no need for these court battles that are protracted, that are costly, that are causing so much anxiety.
Can I play devil's advocate here? Prenups, it's not very romantic, is it?
Not very romantic, Shane, but neither is a protracted divorce that costs anywhere from 30 to 60,000 would not be unusual for costs for a divorce. The effect on our children is not romantic. To say we are behind other countries in the world not having prenups.
Can I interrupt, Michelle? Are prenups really that common? I mean, look, I know Hollywood actors and so on have them, but like
prenups are legislated for elsewhere.
They're legislated now,
are legislated.
Are they very common? I saw a stat that maybe it's 1 in 10 in UK marriages have prenups.
Yeah, look, the stats don't necessarily reflect what's going on in Irish law. The stats are there, but I can tell you what's going on in our Irish court system needs some support to reduce the levels of conflict, the levels of waiting lists, the bills, what's going on. And prenups is just one thing. I mean, the demographics of people that are remarrying and marrying again for a third time are changing. So the idea of going into a marriage, maybe, you know, 30 years ago, it was very different than what it is today. So because of that, we need to accept that this is a reality. Divorce is here to stay. It's something we need to access. It's our legislative right to get divorced. We've had it in Ireland. The first divorce was in 97 in Ireland, and we have had this painstaking process, Shane, of getting to the courts, of taking years and years and costing tens of thousands. Prenups is one thing. Mediation is the other thing. To make mediation mandatory, to support it further, to take people out of that horrendous court system when they're not criminals. When people have broken up in this country, they are entitled to achieve their divorce without what's going on now.
Okay, I'm just thinking about the idea of prenups. I mean, most people get married late 20s, early 30s. They probably haven't got a huge amount of money. If they have a house, if they bought a house, they probably bought it together. How does a prenup help that couple 20 years later if they get divorced?
Well, the whole idea of the prenup is to know what would happen around finances should the worst happen and you break up. So at least there will be clarity. Now, they're not the people who have huge problems if they're both working, both fairly even you know, that's really the easier one to deal with, the easier breakup to deal with. However, the prenup takes the fight out of it. What's going on is there's battles in court over finances, and the prenups would take that out, would take that element away. So it's, you know, you couldn't say what way you'd set up for each couple should the worst happen, but it's basically being able to say, no, we've dealt with that. This is what's going to happen. And it takes away the need for that protracted battle between the couple, which is expensive, damaging, and having lasting damaging effect on our children.
Michelle Brown, divorce consultant, mediator, thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast this morning. Let us know what you think. Is it something you would consider? 087 1400.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.